This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Austin's Moon Tower Comedy Festival starts today and runs through Saturday, bringing some big names to town. Bill Hader, Dana Carvey, Michael Ian Black, Judah Friedlander. But there are a lot of lesser-known stand-up comedians as well, and they have to work even harder to build an audience and make you laugh. Joining me to talk about the Moon Tower Comedy Festival is local comic Matt Bearden. Matt, thanks for coming to KUT.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me in today.
So what is the Moon Tower Comedy Festival all about?
The Moon Tower Comedy Festival, at least the way I see it, they're trying to bring a festival like, say, the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal. I think they based a lot of it on that. Back to the States. There used to be the festival in Aspen that HBO ran, and there are a lot of other comedy festivals, but I think they're trying to bring one that's a real premier marquee-style festival. I'm really glad it's in Austin. I live here in Austin, so it's a little easier for me to not travel to go, but it's a great, great festival, and probably the thing that's most important to me is all the focus is on stand-up, which is something that I do and care a lot about. So as in the past, I've done a lot of festivals that are all great, but the focus might be on music or might be on sketch, and you see stand-up as sort of an also-ran, but they kind of see it as the art that it is, and that makes it a lot of fun.
What is the Moon Tower Comedy Festival doing for local comics such as yourself?
It's funny because for the longest time, I wouldn't even call myself a local comic. I couldn't see pride in that because I would see so often, I felt like it was almost someone saying, not professional. That's how I was reading local. And I actually started in LA and then I moved to Austin because to me, it's the city where I feel the most creative. And the great thing about what I do is I can live anywhere in the country and do it. So what is it doing for the scene? Well, the scene has sort of been exploding for the 10 years or so that I've been here. I see it growing. But unfortunately, what I've seen a lot too is Austin is a hub that creates a lot of great creative talent, but that talent doesn't always know how to also make a living. You've seen this city. There are a lot of people with PhDs bagging groceries at Whole Foods, and you think, well, what do I do to break out of that? And so we create the talent, we develop the talent, and then we export that talent to the coasts. And I think that's a shame. And I'm really excited to see things like this. They create a magnetic force that keeps a lot more of that talent here longer. They realize, oh, here are other options that I have.
That's great. What is it about Austin that makes you feel so creative?
Why are you here? Why are all the listeners that are hearing me right now here? Can we wrap our minds around what is the thing about Austin? Part of it is the weather, the people. I'll tell you something that I really is one of my favorite memories of Austin, the old Showdown Saloon that's right across here from this great new center you have. And I can remember sitting there when I was in college and I sat down one night and there were two guys who worked for the airlines, nice blue collar guys. There was a professor from here at UT. There was a lesbian and there was a guy with a green mohawk. And none of us saw eye to eye, but we were all buying each other pictures and having great conversation. And that's one of the things I've always loved about this city is that it's a little more laissez-faire and a little more curious, naturally curious people. And that's sort of what I'm trying to even do with stand-up. I know a lot of people see stand-up as, oh, they're clowns. And there's a lot of that because that's what makes it on television. But I would, you know, especially to your audience, I'd say, do you rate plays by saying, well, I've seen a teleplay, I've seen a sitcom, so I know all of it, and I don't really like plays. I mean, what makes it to television is generally, I would say, a little more watered down for the masses, because that's what you have to do. But the stand-up that I love and I try to do and that is the stuff that I like to go watch is someone trying to really kind of elevate and take the crowd somewhere. Sort of half one-man show, half humor.
You talked about the comedy scene in Austin really transforming over the 10 years that you've been here. Can you explain to me how it's changed?
There are a ton more people doing. I think part of it is YouTube. Everyone gets to see a lot more comedy now, and it's easier for young people to say, that's something I want to try. Before, it was a very exclusive club. It was hard to get into. And the comics were really mean. There were only two clubs, the Velveeta Room, which is still going strong down on 6th Street, and it was such a mean room. When you would get on stage there, you would get heckled. It was unmerciful, right? But it wasn't from the crowd. It was from the other comics. It was just like this mean brotherhood there. And then there was the softer side, which was Cap City. In their open mic, but you knew when you were there, it was a little too coddling. You weren't really learning what you needed to. It's really expanded. The numbers it's crazy. And I will even say this too. The core group that's here now is smarter. They're much more well-honed from the get-go. I think from being able to watch so much more comedy, they're just much more savvy. It's a much better talent pool than when I started. And in fact, when I started, I don't know that I would have even been able to hang with the quote-unquote new guys that are here now. I mean, it's funny to even call them new guys because so many people have really substantial credits in this city. And I'm always impressed when I watch. And then a lot of the talent that has left, some of it is starting to stray back. Some of our friends who have moved to L.A. or New York, they've gotten some more credits there and a little more business acumen, and they've decided, oh, you know what? I can keep doing what I'm doing. Either they write for television shows or a lot of them write now for magazines and periodicals, and they realize, oh, I can come back, at least in an off season, and spend at least some of my time in Austin. And I think it's a goal for a lot of them. I mean, it's nice to be able to talk on this microphone to local listeners because they get it. They get, you know, why are you here? It's because Austin is Austin. I wish that I was better at vocalizing why it was so great, but it just is.
I get what you're getting at. I love Austin, too. So which comics are you most excited to see during the Moon Tower Comedy Festival?
What's fun for me with Moon Tower is that when comics are touring, we know each other, but we're all sort of rotating around the country at the same time. So I have good friends out there, but I don't get to see them because if you're a working comic, the last thing you're doing is hanging out and talking to each other. So what's fun for me is to see a lot of my friends who come back. And I'll say this too. I understand why a lot of the celebrities are invited to this. You need to have those big anchor acts that will really drive people, especially people who are newer. There is no Rolling Stone magazine of comedy. So for a lot of people, taking a big chance on a name they don't know. I'll say this about the festival. It's a very competitive festival to get into. So no one is lacking in talent or ability who's made it onto any of these bills. And to me, my favorite things about festivals is the showcases where you don't recognize as many names. Those people have more to prove to an audience. They're working harder. Also, the lines outside, way shorter. So you're spending less time standing in line and more time watching really good comedy. I'm anxious to see great friends that are coming back. My old roommate, Brendan Walsh, who I think is super, just an incredible talent. He's not the most polite gentleman in the world. I don't want my daughter around him, but he's lovable. He's originally from Philly, and he has that sensibility where he scares you, but you love it while you're watching him. A great guy named Sean Patton, who's originally, he was blown out of New Orleans with the hurricane, and he ended up in New York, and now he's in L.A., and he's incredible. And one of my best friends in comedy, I say that, I don't know if he even considers me a friend, but a guy named Alex Cole from San Francisco area, just an incredibly smart storyteller. I think being from the South, I love that old tradition of storytelling, and he really knows how to weave a great story, even though he's not anywhere from the South, and I think the South scares him a little bit.
Well, who are some of the big names that are coming to town, people for whom there might be a line outside the venue?
Well, Reggie Watts is one of those names that's exploded over, I think, over the last 5 years. You know, he's very heavily influenced by music, and his show is something very different than you might see anywhere else, and that excites people. And then the name I'm most excited about, the guy I look to the most to sort of inform sometimes my comedy and the choices I make, is a guy named Bill Burr, who is from the East Coast. He has a real East Coast sensibility, but I just like him because he pulls no punches. He's very honest, and he says stuff that I think a lot of us have in the recesses of our brains but are afraid to talk about, but he talks about it very openly and honestly, and it's not just for a cheap laugh. He's really trying to make you think differently about your world, and I don't know why anyone wouldn't. What I said about not waiting in line before and seeing as much comedy as possible, he's a line I would always wait in to see.
So when are you performing?
I have 5 different appearances during the festival. I'm looking forward to all of them. I really would love people to come out to my 8 p.m. performance Friday night at the Scottish Rite Theater. It's called The Closer, and I've tried to book together all acts who are great at closing a show. And I'll be doing some things on that show that I won't do at any of my other appearances that I'm saving just for that one. Won't get into it, and some of it probably not appropriate for radio.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Matt Bearden is a stand-up comic, and he's part of the Moon Tower Comedy Festival, which starts today and runs through Saturday night. Matt, thanks for coming to KUT.
Thank you so much, Nathan. It was a pleasure to be here.